More than 2 years after Delaware legalized marijuana sales, there are still no stores where customers can buy recreational buds or gummies. WHYY's Chris Barish has a status update on the process that has been slow but is progressing.
Delaware authorized 30 licenses to sell retail marijuana, but bureaucratic delays, including holdups in the FBI background check process, have stalled the rollout. The grand opening of stores was initially expected by Christmas, then pushed back to April. But now Deputy State Weed Czar Paul Hyland says it'll be August at the earliest.
It's going in the right direction now. It was just a matter of everyone getting on board.
Not quite everybody is on board. Sussex County restricted stores and growing and manufacturing facilities so severely that it's considered a complete ban. Wilmington, Dover, and Newark, the tiny state's three largest municipalities, have allowed but restricted their locations. Many towns, however, including most at the beach, have enacted total bans.
Local government that's fundamentally opposed to legalization is just obstructing the process and thwarting the will of the people.
That's Zoe Patchell, who heads the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network. She said the state marijuana office has been plotting at best in getting the industry started.
The agency is only halfway through even processing the new businesses, which were all supposed to be licensed in the fall. So implementation has been completely botched.
Wilmington Mayor John Carney had vetoed legalization in 2022 when he was governor, but let it become law without a signature in 2023. He says Wilmington has struck the right balance by limiting stores and businesses to 300 feet from residential zoning districts.
That was really the objective, to respect the opinions of people that live in the neighborhood. We've had trouble over the years with liquor stores as nuisances in certain neighborhoods, and not to suggest that they would be the same, but it's a similar kind of activity.
But Wilmington Councilman Chris Johnson said he expects even opponents to find that the facilities, once they do open, are good neighbors. That's what he's found when visiting Delaware's medical dispensaries.
It kind of dispels the boogeyman mess, where it's this out of control circus. Most of these are nondescript. You wouldn't even know they're there. And in fact, they're heavily guarded and safe.
Johnson said he eventually hopes to expand the locations where retail stores and other cannabis facilities can be located in Delaware's largest city. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.